You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for he is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Isaiah 43:18 through 21. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild beast will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise. I believe through this scripture, the Holy Spirit is speaking to us that it's dangerous to be stagnant in our revelation of truth. And to think that once we have arrived at a particular doctrine and a theology, that we stay there and think that that's it. And I can just rest on that and just continue to use that as all there is in my understanding of God. Because truth is Jesus, and he is spirit and he is life. So our knowledge and understanding should be ever expanding. It should be getting deeper. It should be getting wider. It should be getting higher, because there is always more in God. I did a teaching several years ago, as God was speaking to me about having him in a box. And even as I began to to try and get outside of the box that I had created, all of my definitions and all of my teachings and all of the theology and the doctrines that I had learned over the years, that even as I was pushing to get outside that current box, that still I wasn't still outside of the box yet. I was just expanding the box. I was expanding the borders of my box. And being able to understand that, I don't rest in a place and think that it's the end all be all, because I know that there is always more. And today, as I look around at the system of doing church or the system of being a Christian in America, I just realize how much we are lacking, because we, from what I can see right now, we appear to be even less loving. Less loving than Jesus expressed before us when he was in his earthly form. And somehow we have decided that we can live outside of what Jesus has left us as the way, because he is also the way. Not another way, but he is the way. He has shown us that as he is, so are we in this earth. And we tend to take on labels that other people give us, our group gives us, whatever denomination or whatever group we've connected ourselves with. We take on the identity of the group, and we get stuck. We get stuck there. And we feel that we're doing all right as long as we are a part of the group. And we're believing the same thing as that group that we've connected ourselves with. And there's a difficulty in being an individual in a group where everyone is looking to just belong and to think the same way and to believe the same things. And we get confined in this box that we call Christianity. I believe that we are still on this journey of discovering what is love. God says that he is love, that it is his goodness that leads us to repentance, not his judgment, not punishment, not condemnation, not shame, not guilt, but it is God's goodness that leads us to repentance. And that's part of God's love, that is a characteristic of God's love that is patient, it is kind, it is not keeping a record of wrongdoings, it never fails. And we have a difficulty accepting that love is the answer. When it is the only answer, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. When he created us, he looked at us and he called us good. He called us very good. I'm going to today stop right there. I'm in a place at this particular moment with all that I'm seeing. In fact, I've been following the January 6th hearings that are being presented, and which is a whole other thing. But it's interesting that the church is pretty much silent at this particular time. It is silent about a lot of things that have so much to do with harm, the things that are actually causing harm to people, just like with gun violence. You don't hear the church speaking out about it as a collective, or a church organization. And sometimes I just wonder, do we understand what our purpose is here? You know, we're called ambassadors of Christ. We're not ambassadors of any political party. We're not ambassadors of a particular culture, but we speak as ambassadors of Christ. We speak into this culture. We understand the culture, and we know how to reach those who are in this culture because we're using love to reach them. Anyway, those are my thoughts for today. I'm not going to say anything more. Praise the Lord. I'm going to stop right there. Remind you that tomorrow night, Friday Night Joy, I believe, because that's the fourth Friday, so that's Friday Night Joy at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So be blessed by that broadcast as well. And we'll see what's happening next week. You know, as God is really dealing with me and getting me to think outside of, you know, where I am currently, I'm moving very slowly about how I proceed in ministry. I'm just basically in this place of waiting on God, hearing his voice, not saying something just because I feel that I need to say something, but just waiting patiently and being able to walk with God, which is something that, you know, we don't get a lot of teaching and direction on in church structures. We're in a period now, we focus a lot on teachings and the music in the church. But I think the most important thing is to be able to move, to walk with God, to be able to connect with the Spirit of the Lord living on the inside of you, the Holy Spirit. understanding that connection and to begin to become comfortable with that connection and trusting God that even if you make a mistake in what you think you've heard, you're going to be all right because you trust God and He is faithful. He is faithful, and the work that He has begun, He will faithfully complete it. And it's not by works that you've been saved. It's the grace of God. Your faith in this grace that He has given. I said I was going to stop, so I'm going to stop right there. Father, I thank You for the broadcast today. It's very short, but I thank You for Your Spirit moving in this particular time. We need more of You. We need to be aware that there's more of You, that we can access more of You because You're not holding back. You're not holding back from us. And I thank You for Your graciousness, for Your giving spirit, for Your faithfulness. And we thank You for this. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. And until next week, and we'll see where the Holy Spirit takes us. Bye.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.